You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. We have to attach a warning label to some upbeat news this morning from the labor market. It's about the number of people who signed up for unemployment benefits in the last week was lower than expected and best in a year, 684,000. Let's go right to Diane Swonk, chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I mean, this is good. I mean, down 12% from the week before, best since pandemic. I mean, I've said it. There it is. But.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing the happy dance myself because the trend is in the right direction. But we're now celebrating a number that is worse than the worst week of the 2008-2009 recession. So the good news is we're moving in the right direction. The bad news is we're not moving there fast enough. And we have a lot of employers that, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And they're being hesitant at hiring up, even though bookings have picked up in the leisure and hospitality sector. They want to see people actually show up before they hire up.
And you're thinking with recovery, okay, it'll just get easier to bring in people off of things like furloughs. But that's not necessarily the case. I mean, some people have gone back to work already.
Exactly. And what we're also seeing is many employers are extending the hours that they have current people working and trying to be more flexible with their labor force. They have also adopted automation, which has eliminated and displaced some workers. So as encouraged as I am, and I am very encouraged by these numbers, I think we're still in for a bit of a long period before we actually see employment recover all of what we lost, let alone what could have been. We're still over 9.5 million jobs in the hole from the Great Recession. I hope that closes a bit as we get the data for March, and it will continue to close in the months ahead. But we're not going to eliminate this overhang of unemployment anytime soon.
Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton, chief economist there. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.